You just think we just, you know, whatever happens, we just shit another player. All right, and everything's going to be perfect. All of our fans think that. You all think that. That's what you write about.
You don't want to be here. There's a specific reason. Not really. You know, I think we did a poor job recruiting. If guys are coming in and immediately walking out the door because it was something different than what they thought it would be. We lied to them during recruiting, or we sold them on a dream that wasn't true.
As we want to be a big, fast, dominating, aggressive, relentless football team that nobody in the SEC wants to play.
Now, that's also a second in the West, baby.
Yes, sir.
Time we're ever getting excited about second. From now on, it's first, okay?
Winning the SEC probably is harder than winning the national championship. Do you know that?
Well, how about the fucking dogs?
Hey, buddy, this beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the Pirate, and the Pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.
Welcome in the latest episode of that SEC podcast. I'm your host, Michael Bratton. I go by SEC Mike on Twitter, and I'm joined as always by my cousin Shane, who goes by Big Orange Vols on Twitter. What are you up to, you big Tennessee homer?
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Hey, just cracked open a cold one here myself. We got a SEC scheduling release show, live show. First time we've ever tried this, so hopefully the audio doesn't suck. Hopefully this damn thing works out. How about it?
I love it, man. Unfiltered, okay? I want to start with that because Mike's not going to have the opportunity to go back and edit words I cannot pronounce. So I'm ready, man. This is a big event. I'm looking forward to it. It's almost like Christmas, man. I got 10 presents under my tree, and I just want to open them up.
All right, so while they're sitting here spieling real quick, before we get into it, the SEC has already announced the week one lineup, opening week. They did this during the Paul Feinbaum show a couple hours ago. I'm going to break it down for you here, Shane. Week one, Alabama at Missouri, Florida at Ole Miss, Georgia at Arkansas, Kentucky at Auburn, Mississippi State at LSU, Tennessee at South Carolina, and Vanderbilt at Texas A&M. Seems to me like the SEC said, our best teams, let's give them the cupcakes week one. There's no cupcakes this year, baby. We got to give them the first-year coaches.
Let's ease into it, right? So Georgia, I thought that was awesome. You know, Arkansas, they got hit with that hard schedule. It's like, you know what? Let's just send them on out there. You know? But there's a couple of games on here I really like. Of course, the Florida Ole Miss, I think that's an intriguing game. Mm-hmm. I like that one. I like, you know, a lot of people don't know this, but Mississippi State, LSU, those are rivalry teams, you know.
Right.
Believe it or not, that's LSU's oldest rivalry. Is Mississippi State. A lot of people didn't know that. It's second to Ole Miss for Mississippi State. So these guys have been playing each other for a long, long time. If they don't, now that one, is it going to be played at LSU or in?
At LSU.
Okay. All right. So no cowbells. Hey, have you heard anything? So nothing about fans yet or anything like that? Because I've been thinking, Mike. Okay. Go with me here.
Mm-hmm.
I know the players come first. I get that. This COVID thing, let's take care of them. Let's keep them safe. But on the backside, it's like, I don't think they should restrict fans from coming in. Fans know what they're getting into. If they don't want to be around or have that high probability of getting it, then just don't come to the damn game. Don't you think? You think that's going to be something, or is it going to be like this fake fandom stuff going on?
I think it's going to be the fake fandom, man, to be honest with you. And the only reason I say that is because it just seems like, now again, don't take my advice on this stuff. I'm not a virus expert, but I just look around the NFL. You know, the Falcons came out here and said, no fans month of September. We've seen the Green Bay Packers say no fans first month of the season. And we got all these other sports that don't have them. So I know the fans want to be there. I know the schools want them to be there. But I don't even know if you know, the law is going to allow it. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I think that's kind of where we're at this point. And I hope I'm dead wrong, but you know,
that may make sense. I forgot that there's rules out there, you know, I mean, cause listen, Mike, I go to Walmart. Are people following the rules? No. You know what I'm saying? I go to Gatlinburg, Tennessee. Are people following the rules? No. You know, there's hundreds of them sitting around. I'm seeing these pictures coming out of Tuscaloosa and Oklahoma State. These people are just in piles. It's just like, you know what? Just if they know the dangers, why don't they just let them do it? And if they don't want to be around it, then don't go. But again, I don't make the rules. Neither do you. So we'll take what we can get, Mike. You know, we'll take what we can get.
All right, Chase, so this SEC scheduling show, it's about to kick off here, but got to get your thoughts on this real quick. This happened right before the release. It's official. Cade Mays did not get his appeal.
Oh, my.
And Tennessee is, they're appealing it. So he didn't get his waiver. That's what I meant to say. No waiver for Cade. They're appealing it, so they're still a shot, but it looks unlikely. Thoughts on Cade Mays not getting that waiver?
Probably the dumbest one I've heard. I mean, think about it. The guy's going home. You know, his family lives in Tennessee, right there next to
the middle of a pandemic.
if you would think there would be a year that we say, you know what, let's just let it slide, it would be this season. And especially when you're seeing these other players go to other places. Like, okay, why did Baby Tua get cleared to play in freaking Maryland? You know what I'm saying?
I got an idea here, Shane. Yeah, I think you solved it yourself. Tennessee's got to switch Cade Mays to the quarterback position. He'll be eligible by Tuesday.
I know. It's so dumb. Anybody else get shot down?
Not yet. We're still waiting for Justin Shorter at Florida. Still waiting for Otis Reese at Ole Miss, still waiting for Joey Gatewood. So, yeah, there's not been a whole lot of news on that front.
Yeah, Auburn, Kentucky, that's interesting. You know, get him cleared. Maybe see a little Joey out there, a little Joey action.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh, scheduling show. Can you hear that? Is it too loud, too low?
I could barely hear it. Oh, yeah, now we're talking.
All right, so again, season starts September 26th. 6 weeks from week one of games, assuming everything goes the way it needs to go, and with that, I will say... Okay, they're gonna spiel a little bit here, so we can talk while we're getting to it here. But week two, we still don't know week two just yet of the schedule. Once again, Alabama, Missouri, Florida, Ole Miss, Georgia at Arkansas, Kentucky at Auburn, Mississippi State at LSU, Tennessee at South Carolina, Vanderbilt, A&M. That's your week one slate. And I think for me, Kentucky at Auburn and Tennessee, South Carolina, I think those are two potentially really, really good games. Those are hell, I would get fired up for any and all these damn games, but Tennessee, South Carolina, Kentucky at Auburn. Man, I'm anticipating Big Blue Nation. They're going to be doing a lot of chirping. They think they're going to win down there at Auburn.
You know, picking up a little love, the Big Blue Nation. Did you see Cole Kubelik? I can't say his last name, but he came out with his list, had Kentucky up there pretty damn high, Mike.
He's jinxing them. That's what he's doing. He's jinxing them.
Yeah, they don't. That's it, man. They don't like being this. But this is the year, man. They're picking up a lot of heat here toward the season. I think that's the best game on the books right now. Mm-hmm. Second, like you said, I think is the Tennessee South Carolina game. I think it's beneficial that Tennessee gets South Carolina early. Mainly because of that young talent that they do have on that roster. But I think that Kentucky Auburn, man, you know, Auburn, you look on people are going to say this should be a lay down for Auburn. I'm saying not so fast, my friend. I hope that this is the 3:30 game, Mike. I don't know if they came out and said anything, but I hope this is the one that they highlight.
Yeah, no times yet for any of these games. That'll be coming in the days and weeks to come, but I think you make a good point. And, man, wouldn't it be classic SEC, Gus Malzahn on the hot seat after week one. And it won't be because Kentucky fans won't be surprised. But, hell, remember, we've seen the spreads. They're like 18-point favorite right now for some damn reason. I think that should be closer to, you know, maybe 5-point spread, something like that. But
yeah,
I think you're dead on there. That's going to be a really good one. In South Carolina, Tennessee, those games have gone back and forth in recent years. So
absolutely.
That's going to be a barn burner too. And hell, Jeremy Pruitt's yet to win week one of his career as a head coach. And Will Muschamp almost always beats Tennessee. Last year was his first loss to Tennessee. So
Whoa. Don't put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby. We're just getting started, Mike.
I just think that'll be a really good game too.
Yeah, right out of the gates.
All right, here's week two, October 3rd. Ooh.
Ooh.
Auburn at Georgia, Shane. Texas A&M at Alabama, week two. My God, Arkansas at Mississippi State, South Carolina at Florida, Missouri at Tennessee, LSU at Vanderbilt, and Ole Miss at Kentucky. Thoughts on week two, October 3rd schedule there, Shane?
Man, right into my veins, Mike. Right into my veins. That's what I'm talking, man. This thing ramped up real quick. some folks are saying you're deciding the West right there, man.
You think with Texas A&M and Alabama already week two?
That's what you're saying. I mean, there's a lot of people that think this is Texas A&M's year. This is the year that they're a real contender in the West. And we're talking second week. These boys are playing, you know, and I've been on the side saying Alabama's the team. So, you know, this is one of those. I'm not putting any gambling predictions out just yet, but I think this is a fantastic matchup. What was the other ones again? Can you read them one more?
Yes, sir. The big one here, Auburn at Georgia. You know, they've been wanting that thing earlier and earlier every year. Well, buddy, they got it this year. Let me tell you what, week two of the season, Arkansas at Mississippi State. So that's, you know, that's a definitely one for Arkansas to potentially get an upset alert there. Mississippi State's going to be favored, I would think. South Carolina at Florida. That's been a hell of a game the last couple of years. Ole Miss at Kentucky. We talked about that game on our, the additions this year. That could be a really good game. And then LSU at Vanderbilt, the one we ranked dead last. Missouri at Tennessee. So that's your week two slate.
Missouri too. Okay, I like that too. No, that's good. It's just hard, you know. It's like, I mean, you're looking at it, Mike. I'm looking at it, Mike. Oh, that Missouri Tennessee game, you know. But then you're like, wait a minute, Georgia Auburn, you know. You got Alabama Texas A&M. I mean, think about that, guys. Right out of the gate, week two, it's just going to be straight action. So, I'm loving these matchups, and I really like I keep going back to it, but I love the Bama. I love the Aggie matchup early in the season.
All right, they're firing up week three here. Week three, October 10th. Alabama, Ole Miss. Arkansas at Auburn. Florida at Texas A&M. Hey-o. Tennessee at Georgia. My God. Mississippi State at Kentucky. Missouri at LSU. And South Carolina at Vanderbilt. Oh, my God. We're ramping this thing up quick here, aren't we? Week three. That's going to be October 10th. We got all these games.
Golly, Mike. I mean, you're just not thinking about it. There's no bye weeks or anything like that. We're 3 weeks in and we've about decided who's the winners.
Yeah, and even a game like Alabama Ole Miss, that's Lane Kiffin, Nick Saban rematch or matchup. So I mean, even that's exciting. And Arkansas Auburn, the Chad Morris effect there. Yeah, I mean, my God. Eli Drinkwitz playing at LSU.
So for the listeners, can you read them one more time?
Yes, sir. So week three, October 10th, week three of the SEC season, Alabama at Ole Miss, Arkansas at Auburn, Florida at Texas A&M, Tennessee at Georgia, Mississippi State at Kentucky, Missouri at LSU, and South Carolina at Vanderbilt.
My goodness. Love it. Absolutely love it.
When's the last time Tennessee, Georgia played that early? I mean, I can't recall.
No, it feels like it's been earlier in the season, that Tennessee-Georgia game, you know. But the key to this is now you're talking about a Georgia team coming off an Auburn game. You know what I'm saying? And now you got
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, think about what they're coming from. Look at Texas A&M, two back-to-back, man. I mean, they're playing the big dogs right out of the gate. So, yeah, no, this is what I like. And like I said, you know, it's a murder's row for every team in the SEC because that's all we're facing, man.
Mm-hmm. And what are your thoughts on even Mississippi State at Kentucky? I mean, Mike Leach going up against that Mark Stoops defense and that running attack. I mean, that's going to be a hell of a matchup.
Absolutely. So this is going to be in Kentucky?
Yes, sir, at Kentucky.
Okay, so what does Kentucky have prior to, again, just one more time, week two?
Ole Miss.
So they're going to Ole Miss, and then they got Mississippi State?
Yes, sir. Back to back.
That's it, man. That's just go down there. Stay for a while, you know. Just I guess we're going to find out who's the best team in Mississippi, ain't we, after these 2 weeks?
Oh, here's week four. They got it up already, October 17th. October 17th. Oh, Georgia at Bama, Shane. The game we've been talking about all offseason. That's leading us off here. Ole Miss at Arkansas. Auburn at South Carolina. LSU at Florida. Kentucky at Tennessee. My God, Tennessee. Texas A&M at Mississippi State. And Vanderbilt at Mizzou. Again, week four, October 17th. We got, you know, potentially three of the best games in the damn SEC getting played October 17th.
God, Mike, I shouldn't have drank so much. My head's about to explode trying to just... We 4 weeks in, man. I'm just trying to find out the storylines and everything.
Hopes and dreams are going to be shattered by October 17th.
That's great, man. Okay, so read it one more time just so I can soak it in.
Yes, sir. Georgia at Alabama. Mm-hmm. Ole Miss at Arkansas. Auburn at South Carolina. LSU at Florida. Kentucky at Tennessee. Texas A&M at Mississippi State, and Vanderbilt at Missouri.
So we got a little rivalry action. We got the freaking that Florida LSU, man. That's a game that's usually decided by a couple of scores. I mean, if you look at the Wikipedia on that thing, it usually comes down to the final drive. You know, so that's a fantastic game. Georgia, Alabama. Some people have crowned both these teams, saying that's the two teams that are going to meet in the SEC championship. Well, we're going to find out, Mike. You know, so, I mean, just think about that.
Look at, you know, we were talking about Kentucky facing both of the Mississippi schools. They should be favored against both of them, and if they win both, they're coming in on a ton of momentum against a team that they cannot get over for whatever reason. But we've talked about how close Tennessee and Kentucky are, and now Tennessee be coming off a Georgia game. I mean, I think just on the face of it, this matchup currently favors Kentucky.
Ain't that something? Tennessee's a trap game for Georgia. You've got Auburn, Tennessee, Georgia, or Alabama. You know what I'm saying? you can't sleep on any team right now. We're 4 weeks in, and there may be a chance none of these teams are undefeated after it.
Oh, shit. Okay, week five. Oh, they're already throwing it up here. October 24th. Alabama at Tennessee. How about that? Auburn at Ole Miss. Missouri at Florida. Georgia at Kentucky. And South Carolina at LSU.
Damn, Mike. And I noticed that we're starting to catch a couple opens, too. So this is our first round of bye weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like A&M, Vanderbilt, Mississippi State, Arkansas. That's when you can schedule your weddings, is on October 24th. And you're not going to have a lot of people showing, because guess what? Tennessee, Alabama are playing. Auburn, Ole Miss are playing. Florida, Missouri. I mean, there's some great – Georgia, Kentucky, that's a good one. Think about that game last year. You know, that came down to a couple of drives. Georgia God, that's a big one. LSU, South Carolina. Let's see. Who else we got? Like, miss anybody? Tennessee, Alabama. So that's the – what is that, third Saturday in October? So they kept it. No. That's a fourth Saturday. Okay, so we're going to change up some traditions. It's all right. Hopefully we'll be smoking a cigar after that one, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, and then don't forget Georgia at Kentucky. I mean, I think that's going to be a hell of a matchup this year too, don't you think?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what I was saying. Just thinking about the way that game went down last year, Mm-hmm. You know, and one could argue that Kentucky's a little bit more talented, and you know, hopefully Georgia's got their quarterback play figured out by that one. But I mean, think about it: Georgia went Arkansas, Auburn, Tennessee, Alabama, now Kentucky. So by that point, if they haven't got the quarterback situation figured out, then by God, Kirby's on a hot seat. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Let me say hot seat if they lose a couple of those games because of quarterback play. I mean, it's – I know 2020 is always going to have an asterisk beside it, and it's shaping up, honestly, Mike, I think, to be the best college football year we've ever seen, mm-hmm. where every weekend there's going to be upsets, every weekend, because there's just no downtime, man. You know, each team looks like they're just going to have one bye. So you've got 10 games, you got one bye week. That means every Saturday you're playing a conference play, and it could go either way. So it's easy to say, okay, well, Georgia's going to run the table. Are they? They've got Arkansas, Auburn, Tennessee, Alabama, then Kentucky. You know, just think about it. If they do beat Alabama, just think of the letdown that they're going to have if they lose to Kentucky. It's just mm-hmm. they don't have any downtime.
All right, here comes week six. Halloween here. Ooh, Mississippi State at Alabama, Arkansas at Texas A&M, LSU at Auburn. That's one of my favorite games every year. Kentucky at Missouri, and Ole Miss at Vanderbilt.
Which one's your favorite there?
Probably LSU. Auburn's got to be my favorite there. That's always a hell of a game. I think Auburn gave LSU their toughest game last year. Arkansas at Texas A&M is always a sneaky good game too. Having that, and mm-hmm. hey, we should note that's going to be in College Station this year, so they've moved away from the Arlington, at least for this year, probably next year as well. Arkansas visiting College Station. Thoughts on that?
You know, I got most of my college football memes from that game last year. You know, it's just Texas A&M just came in there expecting to whoop some ass, and it just didn't happen. For whatever reason, these guys play close. I like this matchup. I think that's going to be a hell of a game. I think that Alabama Mississippi State's got a little. You know, I mean, who knows what the Pirates doing by this time? You know, think about it. They've got a tough road ahead of them. By this point, they've already played A&M. They've already played LSU, and now they're playing Alabama. You know what I'm saying? So it's just. It's unbelievable. So the Pirates getting thrown right into the fire. I think that's a sneaky good game. But you're right. I think Auburn LSU, that's got to be the one. That's the game of the week, I would imagine. Of course, we'll get more into this later this week. But I don't know, man. I'm just like a kid in a candy store, buddy. I got to get in our beer. Give me a second.
Let
me
grab beer. Hey, perfect time. Yep. Hey, they're actually going. They're cutting a commercial during the damn schedule release. Grab you another one, buddy.
We got to pay the bills, Mike.
My goodness. Oh, go ahead. But, hey, I can't believe this. We're going to that's the SEC football right there for you. I mean, this is probably prime commercial real estate here. You know, we talked about last week, or was it the week prior when they announced the two added games. That was probably the highest rated SEC network show of the offseason. You got to know this one's topping it, so they got to squeeze it for every dollar. I give him credit. I give the greed credit there on that one. All right, Shane, we cut the commercial there. Shane's back. November 7th, week 7. Ooh, Tennessee at Arkansas. Here's the big one. Florida, Georgia. Game is going to be played in Jacksonville as tradition. Vanderbilt at Mississippi State, and Texas A&M at South Carolina, Steve Spurrier's favorite rivalry game. That's it. Those four. Thoughts on that? Those matchups.
Oh, that's good, man. I think obviously this is all about the battle at the state line, man. The world's largest outdoor cocktail party. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if they're going to let people in, but I hope they let people out there, you know, and they just have a hell of a time because that's one of those atmospheres that, at some point, it's a bucket list trip for you and me, Mike. Like to go down there. I like to hang out with them and just kind of soak up that environment. This year it's going to be a little different, but this is still going to be deciding, man. In my opinion, we'll be deciding the East. So whoever wins this game's playing in Atlanta probably, and whoever loses isn't. And I just like the fact that it's going to be November 7th before we find out.
You know, I do have one issue with this weekend schedule here, and this is the only negativity you're going to get from me on this one.
Yeah.
We only got four SEC football games. I'm getting spoiled here with all these damn games, man. So this is going to be a rough weekend for me when we only got these four to kick off here. And I'm assuming Florida-Georgia is going to be on CBS, so...
Let me spin zone this a little bit, Mike, okay? Because, yes, obviously Florida-Georgia, that's the game everybody's got circled. It's the first one we talked about. But I think it's going to highlight some of these other teams because there's four games all day. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
There's Tennessee and Arkansas. There may be folks in there that doesn't know what Tennessee's running or how they're playing. This is an opportunity for them to watch them. Arkansas, up and coming, you know, get to see Sam, you know, get to see old Felipe again before you get. I'm sure there's going to be a couple of Gators watching that just to see what he's up to. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the Texas A&M, South Carolina is the hype reel, you know, Mississippi State and Vanderbilt. You know, it's just, I like this. I know it's a bye week, you know, it's the last bye week of the season, but it's going to give some of these other teams the chance to be on a national spotlight. I mean, because think about it. Who all watched a Vanderbilt game last year, you know, besides the one you played them? Or if you're a Vanderbilt fan, you know, now you get an opportunity to see what Derek Mason's doing. You have an opportunity to see what Arkansas's offense is going to look like, what Mississippi State's going to be putting out there. You know, by this time, what true freshman is stepping up down there at South Carolina? Is Dottie running? Is Marshawn Lloyd, is he the guy, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I spin zone it a little bit. I think this is a great opportunity to highlight some of these teams that don't get the national publicity that they deserve.
Oh, we got week 8, November 14th here already. Oh, big one off the gate here. Alabama at LSU. So they're both going to get a bye week before that game. SEC can't get away from that, apparently. Arkansas at Florida. Auburn at Mississippi State. Georgia at Missouri. Vanderbilt at Kentucky. South Carolina at Ole Miss. And Texas A&M at Tennessee. So we're back to a full slate here. Mm-hmm. During the November 14th, week 8 of the schedule here. Man, we got some good ones here, don't we?
Is that okay? So the Alabama, is it going to be
at LSU?
Okay, that's right. That was a big game last year. It's a huge game this year, man. Obviously, a lot of folks are going to be talking about that.
Texas A&M at Tennessee, that's one the Aggies have yet to be to Neyland Stadium. So that's another marquee matchup here. And hell, Auburn versus Mike Leach's offense, that's going to be fun. Felipe Franks at Florida. I mean, that's going to be exciting. Georgia, Missouri, for whatever reason.
That's a tough
one. It seems like Missouri always plays Georgia tight for some reason. I don't understand it, but they do.
I like it. And coming off that Gator game, you know, you never know what kind of team you're going to be picking up the following week. So I like that one. Sneaky good game.
Week 9's up here. November 21st. They're firing through these now. Kentucky at Alabama, that's a big one. Yeah. LSU at Arkansas. Here you go, Shane. Tennessee at Auburn. Late in the schedule here. Florida at Vanderbilt. Mississippi State at Georgia. Ole Miss at Texas A&M. And Missouri at South Carolina. Got a lot of good matchups here. Any of those stand out to you?
Just every one of them, you know. At this point, Mike, man, I'm starting to reminisce of how great this season was. You know, we got two more weeks left. There's a lot of great games, obviously, on here, but you know, this feels like kind of a trap week too. You know, you got Kentucky coming off or LSU coming off that Bama game. So you know, I don't know. It just feels kind of like a trap week, Mike. You know, you got Kentucky sitting there. So when Bama and LSU fight, there they the Big Blue Nation's waiting. Mm-hmm. You know, you could argue the same thing for LSU, Arkansas. You know, maybe they catch them in a little sneaky trap game. I don't know. This just feels like a lot of I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't have got that extra beer, Mike.
And this is also the week. Oh, they're already going to week 11 here. Week 10, November 28th. Oh, how about this one, Shane? November 28th, week 10. So we still got games left in the season, but they're going with the Iron Bowl at Auburn at Alabama.
Hmm.
LSU at Texas A&M, another rivalry game. Egg Bowl, Mississippi State at Ole Miss. So this is Thanksgiving weekend. I guess that's why they're doing this. Arkansas at Missouri, another one that they're trying to make a rivalry. Georgia at South Carolina, that's a rivalry. Tennessee, Vanderbilt. There you go. We saved that one for you, Shay. And then Kentucky at Florida. Hell, all these games are going to be pretty damn good.
This is kind of weird, man. Having the Iron Bowl, not the last game, you know? It feels like maybe they're just – this feels like a TV thing, Mike.
Well, I think it is because they know they're carving out the holiday weekend. This week, you know, that's one thing we haven't yet talked about. We don't know how it's going to play out, obviously, with the Big Ten and the Pac-12 not playing and all this. But, hell, they may spread these bad boys out, you know, during a holiday weekend like this. We may get SEC on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I mean, who knows how they're going to do this thing. They may just throw them all on here on Saturday. I don't know, but hell, I think this is going to be a great weekend.
You look at the Georgia-South Carolina game, you know, you look at the Kentucky-Florida game, that's like a week two matchup, you know?
Yeah.
You never get to see these guys at the tail end of the season. So I love it. Don't get me wrong. It just looks different. Texas A&M, LSU, you know, that who knows? That may be decided in the West at this point. So I don't know. There's a lot of good games, a lot of sneaky games, and that's my favorite week of football. You know that, Mike. It's Thanksgiving, and then it's football, and then it's like leftovers, and then it's more football. You know, it's beer, family, friends, and I just hope by this point, you know, we're able to hang out and maybe have some people at the stadium.
All right, last week here of the season, they're announcing it now, week 11, December 5th. This is when the SEC championship game originally was scheduled. Alabama at Arkansas, Texas A&M at Auburn, Florida at Tennessee in December. That's pretty weird. Wow. Vanderbilt at Georgia, South Carolina at Kentucky, Ole Miss at LSU, and Missouri at Mississippi State. Anything stand out to you there?
I hope it snows during that Tennessee-Florida game, you know? You know, something that them boys haven't had to deal with ever. I mean, it may be the first time in this rivalry history that we've got snow at that game. This is another one, just another packed. I'm still surprised that the Alabama-Auburn isn't here at the tail end. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they, like I said, they've got their reasons, but Auburn-A&M is going to be a hell of a matchup. Kentucky-South Carolina seems like it's always a hell of a matchup. What other rivalries we got? Did I miss the Egg Bowl, or was that what?
That's Thanksgiving weekend too. They're going to keep that one. So, that's going to stay there during the rivalry weekend. But, you know, one wild card, I know we don't want to talk about this, but one wild card, they are leaving an open weekend after the final week so that if there's any postponed or canceled games, they can fit them in. So who knows? I mean, we might get Iron Bowl last week of the season. We might get Egg Bowl last week of the season. So, I mean, there could be some flexibility here. I hope I hope there's not one game canceled, and I'm not suggesting that it's going to happen, but hell, that's pretty wild. I mean, that's just the season we're going into. Things could still continue to change, you know?
And it feels like they started the season how they're ending the season. You know, if you notice, they've got Alabama going against Arkansas. Mm-hmm. Obviously a favorite. They've got what's the other one here? Georgia. Who they got? I'm sure they got Vanderbilt. You
it's
know,
almost like they're giving them an extra bye before the SEC title game.
It kind of feels that way, Mike. Who's Florida got?
Tennessee.
Oh, no. they ain't got no damn bye.
They got an extra bye right there too.
Wait, is that Tennessee's bye? No, just kidding. Oh man, could you? What if? I mean, you think about it. This thing could come down in Georgia. You know, just sitting there watching what happens, you know, is this, you know, because if Florida beats Georgia, then they're going to need Tennessee to beat them, you know, or a team like that. So, I mean, there's going to be a lot of teams very interested in what the outcome of that December 5th play, and it may decide who goes to Atlanta and who doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, man, this is just wild to think about, but, you know, while we're sitting here breaking down the SEC schedule, I hate to think about what you Big Ten fit people are out there thinking.
I know. I feel bad. I do. This beer's for you guys. All right. And the parents, did you see that? There's
About every damn parent out there is wishing for the season.
Every parent.
They're demanding it, huh?
Yeah, and speaking of old Georgia up there, he's up there signing petitions. Last thing I saw was over 250,000 signatures. So I think it's too late, but, you know, I do love the effort, and I wish they would turn around. But I tell you what, after looking at this schedule, Mike, I don't know. I kind of liking it. So maybe it is a good thing to highlight the SEC, the best conference in the country.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I think that's going to do it for this one of this unusual, you know, live show here that we got going. And, you know, keep in mind on the next episode, we're probably going to have point spreads for lots of these games. There was all kinds of coaching interviews on Monday that I was part of and everything, but I just wanted to make this a scheduled release show. So we got tons of content coming for the days ahead. And just, man, doesn't it feel like football is really here now that we got the schedule, we got the camps all across the SEC getting going? And
it
feels like it's here now.
Absolutely. I mean, it's here, Mike. It's I'm ready. I'm ready for this game. Since September 26th, how many days away? I haven't been. So the countdown.
39 days.
I mean, come on. That's like one long month. And we're ready to have some football, buddy. So I'm in. I'm all in. Just like I said, just put it into my veins. I'm going to be like looking at the schedule all night and trying to figure out trap games and everything like that. But yeah.
Free Cade Mays is trending right now on Twitter. That's for you there, Shane. You got to get off this pod and get that going.
So stupid. But anyway, that's for another podcast, Mike. This was all about schedule release. And we did get a lot of support. A lot of people are asking when we could do this live. I got to figure out this thing, man. We're going to figure out how we can do a live podcast once. And so you guys can ask questions and things like that. It's just, man, I'm an idiot.
I can see it now. I'll be there for 25, 30 minutes waiting for Cousin Shane to show up.
I know. I suck. I get that. But I'll get better, guys. I promise. I just appreciate you hanging out with us. You know, the unfiltered version, you know, we didn't have a lot of time to prepare. A lot of times we like to prepare, so we got some notes and stuff. This was just, we were just as shell-shocked as you were when we saw some of these games. So I'm looking forward to it, Mike. Once we get this to soak in and stuff like that, we get some news coming out. We're going to meet back up later this week, and we'll have some more content for you.
All right, Shane, so thanks for joining me. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in to this special edition. We'll catch you on the next one.
All right, see you guys. Go Vols. 10-0.